Hello and welcome to this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast with me, Benji.
And me, Brad, giving you the life, the loves and lulls of living in London.
Two gays, one city.
What could possibly go wrong?
I've got my voice back this week.
I was going to say you sound fully recovered this week.
Oh, just about. It took long enough, my goodness.
That was a week hangover. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I swear hangovers get longer the older you are.
They actually do. I can relate to that.
Wow. I mean, if I'm struggling with my hangovers now, goodness knows what they're going to be like when I'm your age.
Anyway, are you drinking alcohol this week or what are you doing?
Absolutely not. I still can't even look at a bottle of alcohol. So I am on. Now, I don't know if you've had this. I think it's an absolute blast from the past and it's one of my absolute favourite drinks. It's Lilt Zero.
Oh, Lilt Zero. Yeah, well, I remember Lilt from back in the day.
Yeah, it's like absolute summer vibe drink.
Do you know what? I love summer in my mouth.
Oh, who's summer?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Nah.
Well, I'm also channeling a bit of summer vibes today as well, and I'm on a little rosé wine.
Oh my goodness, listeners, we are recording this at 20 past midnight because it's the only time slot that married up in mine and Brad's diaries.
Yeah.
So I got a bit fluttered then by using my name and your name and the word married all in the same sentence.
God, you're obsessed with me.
God, that actually made me feel...
Gotta be sick.
Gotta be sick. Oh, yeah, that's the only time that we could find. So, God, hardcore on the wine. Blimey.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I love our little kikis that we have every week. And for a little glass of wine, I always have a little chinwag. I love it.
On your own in your room. Okay, well, we'll talk about that after. I think you have a problem.
Anyway, how has your week been, or have you just been in recovery the whole time?
Okay, well, I have been in recovery. I've actually had a really stressful week. Ugh.
Oh no.
Yeah, I know. My wonderful friend and housemate is moving out, so I'm trying to find somebody new to move in. And it's just for anyone out there, like, I'm sure loads of people have been moving houses for whatever reason during like lockdowns and COVID and whatnot, but it is the most stressful ordeal.
It really is. I don't know if you remember, but last year when we did season 3, I was mid-move. Do you remember? And I was, our first episode was like me amongst all my boxes.
Yeah, I was walking around Clapham handing out flyers saying, watch out. Predator moving to the city, moving to the town. Lock up your boys. Open the salons.
No, but moving house is really, really stressful. Are you feeling okay? Do you need me to come and give you a hand?
Absolutely not. Please don't come anywhere near my house. I think I'm fine. I'm not moving. I'm staying put.
Right.
But it's just trying to find somebody to fill that room, you know? Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I put out some things on Instagram, like there's various Facebook pages, but I'm very much believe that getting someone that you either you know or your friends know is going to be such a better vibe than a complete stranger.
That is true. It's always nice to have a bit of a link, isn't it? Because then you're quite social, so you want someone that's going to like integrate with your friendship circle.
Yeah,
obviously I'm very much included in that, so it's got to be someone that I'm going to enjoy hanging out with as well.
Okay, well, funnily enough, I wasn't actually going to tell you this live on the podcast.
Oh no, what?
Well, I think I found somebody to move in.
Right. Oh, it's not one of my ex-boyfriends, is it?
Absolutely not, no.
Good.
No. I mean, if they're the sort of person that will come, you know, anywhere near your crotch, then I don't want anything to do with them. / they should be given a medal because, you know, whoa.
Thank you for your service.
I have nothing to say to that. Yes, it is actually someone who we both know because they listen to the podcast.
No, you've not got a listener moving into your flat.
Yeah, I think I do. He's really lovely. Really lovely.
Right.
Like Brad, he's really lovely.
Right, so he gives you a little twinkle in your eye.
Yeah, he gives a twinkle in everyone's eye, I think. He's a twinkle himself.
And he gives a tingle in your twinkle.
Maybe. Maybe. I told my other friend this and she was like, no, is that really a good idea? And I was like, yeah, yeah, he seems absolutely banned. So he genuinely, he does. He seems super fun. But it's slightly strange. Never actually met him. And now the more I talk about it, the more I think, is this a really bad idea?
I think you've just been wowed by like the twinkish charm. We know, like when you're with a twink.
Perhaps. Oh, no, he's really lovely. I mean, he's very good looking. Oh my goodness, he's definitely going to be listening to this. I didn't even think about that. He's going to be listening to this whole episode like, okay, I'm going to retract my deposit.
Oh, he's giving you a deposit already. Wow. Things are moving fast.
Yeah. We're getting married.
Do I need to get a hat?
Yes. I just think that every day you should wear a hat. You know what? I was touching the top of my microphone earlier like this. And it feels just like your hair.
As in, it's soft.
It's dry. It's a bit flaky. And the more I touch it, the more bits are falling off. And basically, I need a new one.
What, you need an upgraded Brad?
Yeah. In fact, it would look better with it off completely. Brave the shave. Right, so what have you been up to this week?
Well, I've actually been to the Lake District for the first time ever. Have you ever been?
I actually have. Well, I've driven through it.
Right. Well, anyway, whilst I was there, I actually experienced something that I've never experienced in my whole life.
Love.
Still not experienced that.
The respect of another human. Hydrated and soft hair. Fashion sense.
God, we can tell you've recovered from your hangover.
I'm back on form. No, go on. What did you experience?
Well, I actually went to a Michelin star restaurant.
Michelin star, yeah.
Michelin. No, Michelin star, right? Michelin.
Michelin.
I thought it was Michelin. Is that wrong? Michelin.
It's Michelin. In fact, it may even be Michelin. I don't actually know. I think it's a French word.
Right.
It's definitely not Michelin. The Michelin man is like the tire like, character.
Oh, I said that wrong all weekend.
Great. Let's really hope you weren't trying to make a good impression on anyone. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Well, I don't know if you, have you ever been to one of those fancy restaurants?
I have, yes.
Right. So they, obviously the portions are tiny, right? And I thought that ain't going to fill me up, but it did because there's lots of them. But what made me laugh was, are you laughing about lots of filling up?
And I'm just laughing at you in some sort of like respectable venue and how embarrassed the rest of your party must have been. What a lovely Michelin restaurant. Oh, God, blimey, where's the rest of it?
I mean, it was so fancy. They even asked me to taste the wine before I went in to drink it.
Oh my gosh, I love that because I always want to be like, no. Because when they open it in front of you, like, yeah. You try it a bit. No.
Like, bring on the next bottle.
Yeah. Next.
But yeah, the whole thing was obviously really fancy. It was really nice. But what was making me chuckle was when they brought each dish over, they would explain what it was and like everything, you know, like this breaded mushroom on a blah, blah, blah base of whatever oil, like every single detail. So I was going to ask you the question, if Benji was a Michelin dish, is that how you pronounce it?
I mean, why bother trying to correct yourself now?
So if Benji was a fancy restaurant dish, how would they describe you?
Okay, first of all, I just want to find it hilarious that you love the fact that they explain what the food is because you're so used to going to places where they're like, a number 22, a 44, a 67, and a 3 on the side. Do you want to go larger than that? Yes, please. That's what you're used to.
I mean, where's the lie? It's exactly right.
Oh my goodness. And how spicy do you want that?
Lemon and herb for me, thanks.
Oh, Karen over here, basic bitch. What was your question? If I was a dish, what would I be?
Yeah, and they brought you over, how would they describe you?
Oh, they would say this succulent, filling, high protein meat served on a bed of dignity.
With a splash of ginger.
With a hint of ginger and a charismatic sauce. And and sprinkled with wit.
Do you know what? I'd have a taste of that.
Well, you can't, because you can't afford it with your £2 shots of cheap bastards. Go on, what would you be? I feel like you've already got this ready.
Oh, I haven't actually thought of it.
Okay, well, I can do you. So you would be a burnt, overcooked, dry noodle dish with a broth of despair sprinkled with regret and ill choices.
That word broth, that sounds like there's a lot of it.
Yeah, too much, you might say.
Well, I would have a taste of that and all, to be honest. That sounds like a fun dish.
Yeah, you and no one else. Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. You'd be like that scene in Lady and the Tramp, you know, where they like pick up the spaghetti and they suck it together and they end up kissing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Except it would just be you.
By myself.
By yourself, sucking up the spaghetti and then just eating the spaghetti. Anyway, that aside, what did you actually have?
Oh, God, I actually can't remember. It's all like fancy stuff. So I had like three-course dinner. No, it was like, it's going to sound funny, but my starter was a carrot. It actually was a carrot. I'm not even joking. But it wasn't, obviously, it was like, you know, the best carrot I've ever had in my life. And it was on this, like, I don't know, this onion or something. I actually am not even joking, it was actually a carrot.
It's the way you say carrot. I'm not joking. It was a carrot. Oh my goodness. Okay, so it was a carrot on an onion. Carry on.
That was my starter. And then my main, yeah. It was called an oyster mushroom. But it said like barbecue oyster mushroom. Because I'm vegetarian, aren't I?
Right.
But when it came, it didn't actually look like a... It didn't look like a mushroom. It looked like a bit of chicken, to be honest. But it tasted well nice.
So you had an oyster mushroom that looked like chicken.
It was really nice. And then dessert, it was like strawberries and cream. Well nice.
Wow.
Yeah, but I'm not selling it. I'm not selling it the right way because it wasn't just... a mushroom. It was like all fancy things with it. It was really tasty. Yeah. Oh, and they gave you like these like little things in between courses.
Like
palate cleansers that they're called. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, it's really nice. Highly recommend.
Good. Well, I'm so pleased that you finally at the tender age of the have experienced a fine dining.
Yeah, my first fine dining experience.
Wonderful. And do you think they'll allow you back?
They asked me to come back, actually.
Did they? Did they compliment you on your fashion style and your, you know, everything?
They did. They were like, you are the best person we've ever had in this restaurant. Please come back again. Treat us on us. I'm like, all right, I'll see if I'm free.
The next carrot is on us.
But we should go to a nice fine dining restaurant. We can go together.
Absolutely not. Play the jingle.
Benji, have you now recovered?
I have. I'm really sorry. I hadn't quite prepared myself for that conversation. It really caught me off guard.
Did you actually get your inhaler out?
Okay, so Benji's asthmatic. Let's get it out the way now. Ha 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 ha. Season 4, we just found out about him. Yes, I did semi go into having an asthma attack because of laughing at your, you know, humorous and unfortunate life. But anyway, something that we haven't had on the podcast for a little while is this next segment that we like to call the gay news. It's time for the gay news. Do you know what we will be telling you today on the gay news with Benji and Brad?
I hate that jingle so much.
Are you joking? You don't like either of them?
I don't like you singing a gay news jingle, no. I want to get a proper singer in. I want to get Christina Aguilera in to do it, okay?
Okay, well, you email her, and whilst we're waiting for her to get back to us, we'll use my jingle, okay?
All right, fine.
Right, what's on the bulletin this week?
Well, I actually saw this news article, and I thought, this is a really good story. So, I don't know if you know, but we have just had the UK's first professional footballer to come out as gay in more than 30 years.
Yes, I did read this. Well, I mean, I saw it as a headline, but I didn't really look into it too much more. But that's amazing, right?
That is incredible. Yeah. So he's called Jack Daniels. No, I keep saying that. His name is not Jack Daniels.
In rehearsal, he got this wrong and he just got it wrong again. Could you please say his actual name?
So he's called Jake Daniels. You can see where I can get confused. Jack Daniels, Jake Daniels. But Jake Daniels plays for Blackpool. And yeah, he's 17 years old. He's just come out as gay and it's been really well received, which is amazing because, as I'm sure we're all aware, like the sports industry and homosexuality doesn't really go hand in hand. But I then looked into the article and did a bit of research on it all. And actually, there was another guy called Justin Fashanu who came out in 1990.
Right.
So obviously back in the day. And when he came out, he got a lot of homophobia from his from the football industry and the press that he quit his career and then committed suicide.
Oh my gosh.
How awful is that? That's really terrible.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the good thing, I guess, from this now is that it's a different time and Jake has come out as gay and it's been really well received and he's had loads of positive praise and support, which is amazing. So I do feel like things are getting better.
Yeah, I just hope all the support comes from the people that need to be supporting. Do you know what I mean? Mm. There's always been those people there that will support that sort of thing, but it's the ones that don't that seem to, well, always used to shout louder than the ones that do. Yeah. They're the ones that need to accept it. So fingers crossed, it's all good because I don't know about you. I don't really have I don't have a good relationship with the whole football world. I mean, I don't really understand football, I'll be really honest with you. But it's never been a world I've wanted to get involved with. And probably because I feel so sort of pushed out from it. Because it's such a hetero...
Yeah.
Well, seems like such a hetero environment. I'd rather be at a Lil Mix concert.
I hear you on that one. But I think it all sounds back from school, doesn't it, really? Like, I did not want to do sports at school. And it was very much a, like, sort of straight hetero toxic masculinity environment. So hopefully now, with Jake coming out and it being so well received, this might be a sign of better things to come.
Hold the press. You mean you didn't play sports at school?
Shocking, I know. Can you even believe it? You might just get your inhaler out again.
No, do you know what they made me play at school?
What?
Rugby.
Oh, right. But you are quite like built, aren't you? So I could see you like as a good rugby player. Yeah.
I'm broad, so they always put me right at the front.
Yeah, I could see that.
I hated it.
I bet you screamed and squealed.
No. Only in the showers later on.
Get me in that scrum.
Oh, I've just worked so hard. Built up quite the sweat. Time for shower, boys.
I mean, we all know what you're like in gym showers.
Don't. That's why I used to go to the gym so often. Anyway, we've gone off topic. I think this is great. And I hope it actually encourages other, because let's be honest, there must be so many other members of the football community that are closeted.
Yeah.
And are probably too scared. So I'm really hoping this has paved the way for them as well to sort of come out and live their authentic selves. Because I think it's a really important message that we should be giving out right now. But yeah, who'd have thought it? Football, it's taken till 2022 for somebody to finally come out happily.
Podcasters, as you know, we love to hear from you. And we do get messages every day telling us funny stories or experiences or just saying hi. So please do keep them coming in. We'd love to hear from you.
Or recently, one of you proclaiming your love for me over Brad.
I know. I mean, that was a weird day, to be honest. That was definitely a Freaky Friday moment. I don't know what was going on in the universe, but things were all topsy-turvy that day.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, bloody hell. Anyway, yes, hilarious.
Well, we've had quite a few messages come in, so I thought this week we might share some of them.
Okay, do you want to go first?
I will go first. So, okay. Craig, you got in touch and you said, I've just caught up with the latest episode about the pie phase. Normally, I'm the pie giver, though I have given myself a full-on pie face before. I'm sure everyone's tried sucking themselves off, but my finish was not aimed well. So, Craig, you gave yourself your own pie face. I mean, Benji, have you ever sucked yourself off before?
Oh my goodness. Wow, our podcast has really taken a turn, hasn't it? No highbrow here. I mean, I think if any guy said they hadn't tried to,
yeah,
they would be lying.
100%. We've all tried it. Come on, lads. Don't deny.
Yeah, so there you go. We all have.
I just had this image of you like being a contortionist act in like your bedroom at night. Last night.
Yes. I am very bendy.
Like practicing your stretches, like, come on.
Absolutely. In for a wild night. Close the blinds. Pop the wine.
Oh my goodness. Sorry, carry on, carry on. I've got sidetracked there.
Enjoying that mental image, are you, Brad?
I kind of was, actually.
Oh my God, you're obsessed with me. So Mark wrote in and said, hello boys, how are you both doing? I'm so pleased to have you back so I can tune in. I mean, I don't think we went anywhere. This is season 4, episode 9.
We're back.
Where have you been, Mark? Anyway, hi, Mark. Just to let you know, I download and listen to you all over the world. This week, I played you both while sitting on a beautiful beach in Florida, watching the birds fish. This was until I was shat on by a pelican just while listening to your pie face story. I'd gladly opt in for that on my face rather than pelican shit. Have a great week. That's cute. Thanks, Mark.
Wow. I mean, we are global.
Even the pelicans hate you. No, he actually does take some pictures of him like on beaches and like around the world and puts up on his Instagram, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Do you know what? Listeners, wherever you are in the world, send us a picture, whack on your story and tag us and tell us where you're listening from. Because it is actually really quite fun to see where in the world people hear our voices, because we can kind of check when we get like a little stats thing through, but it'll actually be lovely to put names/faces to that.
Oh, absolutely. So thanks for getting in touch, Mark. Remy, you also got in touch with us and you said, I was listening to the podcast and I have some advice for finger pricking.
Oh yes. No, but hang on, just in case people have forgotten, that was from the episode when we were talking about doing like home SDI or HIV kits.
Yes, exactly that. Yeah, where you got to like prick your finger to take some blood. So Remy could have done with this advice when I had my experience, but you said, try using the side of your pinky finger or basically anywhere near the tip, which isn't the fingerprint. And if you need to do them regularly, invest in an AccuCheck finger pricker. It's a lot less painful.
Wow. I mean, you quite often use your little finger instead of a prick, don't you?
I mean, you just like a finger, don't you?
Yeah, I'll take any of them, to be honest. Chocolate finger.
But that's actually really good advice. And Remy, thank you for that. That's really helpful.
We had a couple of others actually come through. Some people said like after a hot shower, they said like, was it hold your arm above your head first?
Oh, I read one about like swing your arm around after a hot shower because apparently it gets the blood pumping.
That's right. Swing your arm around, not put your arm in the air, ignore me.
Yeah, that ain't going to do anything.
Yeah, well, I'm not a nurse, am I? So this last one is from Charlie. And Charlie, I don't really know what to say to this, but you're basically inviting, and I don't know if it's just me or if you would like Brad to tag along as well, to cos.
Yeah.
And you said that you'll arrange everything just to give you details.
Well, Charlie, don't you threaten me with a good time. Sign me up.
Yeah, I'll be there. Depends what details you mean. I feel like it could be a scam. Like, okay, so I just need your long card number, the expiry date, a copy of your passport, 3 digits on the back, your mum's maiden name.
I mean, good luck trying to get anything out of Benji's card. That'll be declined within 50p.
Good luck getting anything out of Brad. Period. A joke, a good time, a boyfriend, love, respect.
Whee!
Need I go on?
But Charlie, if you want us to come and visit you in COS, absolutely, we'll be there.
Okay, podcasters, we actually have one more story. Now, this one trickled into our inbox last week, and I actually ended up calling Brad to make him read it because I couldn't quite believe what I was reading, and I just had to share it with somebody, and nobody that I was around would have appreciated it, let's say, as much as Brad would. So, Brad, over to you.
Well, thank you so much, James, for getting in touch with us with this little story. Bride in the Sky, take it away.
So let me set the scene. At the time this happened, I'd only been out a year or so. My mum's very sweet and innocent, has only been with my dad, has no clue what the gays get up to. So much so while watching EastEnders, when they mentioned a dark room in a club, she asked why anyone would want to dance in a really dark room. After not being out long and not having much sexual experience, I thought I'd go online and buy a few sex toys to try out. After browsing, I decided to buy different sized dildos, a fleshlight and some lube. As I lived at home, I checked that the packaging would be discreet. After confirming it would be, I checked out. A couple of days later, I come home from work and my mum says, "Your parcel has come," me thinking to myself, "Oh great." She then says, "Yes, your kinky parcel," me thinking, "Omg." She then says, "Yes, the dog got it, and the dog walker found it." The postman had put the parcel over the side gate and my 9-month-old cockapoo had found it and chewed the parcel open. When the dog walker found her, she was running around the garden with the largest dildo in her mouth. She managed to get it off her now chewed and simply left the parcel on the side, saying, "Sorry, the dog got hold of the parcel before I did." So on the kitchen side was the selection of chewed sex toys that my mum and dog walker had now seen. I simply scooped up the goods and marched up the stairs in embarrassment and simply turned to my mum and said, "She probably thinks they are yours." I mean, why didn't she just leave the chewed goods and pretend she knew nothing?
Wow.
I mean, what a story. How good is that?
I mean, I would be mortified.
Same. Have you ever been in a situation where your parents or family have seen any of your sex toys?
No. Well, as you know, I don't really have any of myself. I just have all the collected ones. I've collected all the ones that my exes have left behind. I should really throw them away. It's actually quite gross. But no, they've never found any of mine. Although, I mean, dogs in the bedroom, I can relate to that. So, you know, I have my own dog, which I love dearly.
Yeah.
But he let's just say he does get quite jealous if I have people around.
She's like, "Hey twink, move over. I wanna suck his knob now."
Absolutely not. Not all of us are into bestiality, you beast.
"Hey twink, check out my lippy."
Oh my gosh, he does, isn't it? Right, podcasters, you know when like male dogs get excited, well, we call that their lipstick. This is disgusting. We're gonna lose listeners from you. I blame you if our ratings crash. Anyway, so in my previous relationship, it very much became a thing that if I locked my dog out the door whilst we were, you know, having sex, he would like bark, cry, scratch the door. If I let him in the room, he'd very much want to get on the bed. And thought, I think he just assumed we were like wrestling.
Right. Sure.
Like play fighting. So he's like, "Oh, I'm involved." So what we used to have to do is sort of one of us would have to always be stroking him whilst.
No.
Yeah, basically.
Are you joking?
No, that's a true story. True story. Unless he was like asleep and never realized like he was downstairs.
Wow, that is
commitment.
I'm not quite sure how to respond to that, to be honest.
It's called commitment. It's something that you wouldn't understand.
Well, yeah, James, I mean, this story is absolutely brilliant. Good for you for being experimentative and getting some new toys.
Experimentative?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a word. Experimental.
You know what I mean.
Oh, bloody hell. No, but what I love is at the end of that, he was like, "Oh, I just want to have one more, like, stab to save face." And then he's like, "I bet they thought they were yours, Mom." Like, you tell them.
Well, we had to do something in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, were they still in good condition? Did you still try to use them? I'd be like, "I paid $1 for these."
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they even felt better. Who knows? I know dogs chase rabbits, but not that type of rabbit.
Oh, well done. That was a good little one. Well done. You're good tonight. Story of your life.
Story of my life. But podcasters, sadly, that is all we have time for on this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast. If you don't already, then I don't know what you've been doing with your life. Head over to our Instagram. It's at Big Gay Podcast and hit follow. You can also head over to our website, which is mybiggaypodcast.com. Save up for my some accent lessons. No, sign up to our VIP list. And you can also, if you'd like to, buy yourself a cheeky My Big Gay Podcast mug to support our podcast.
And of course, we love to hear from you, as we said earlier. So if you do have any funny stories, whatever they might be, pop into our DMs, slip on in and let us know.
That's right. But like I said, that's all we have time for in this week's episode. Until next time, see you next Wednesday. So have you had any unwelcomed guests into the bedroom whilst you've been, you know, in action?
I was trying to get this guy once at this house party, and our very dear friend, I think you may have even been there as well.
Yep, I was upstairs.
Just would not stop coming in. And he does a really good Liza Minnelli impression. And so he was drunk, kept coming to my room, and did a one-man Liza Minnelli two-hour show.
My goodness. And they are proper good impressions. He's really good at it.
He's really good, yeah.
And were you like, oh, could you just like literally come back in like 2 minutes? That's all I need.
2 minutes? God, that's generous. One's enough for me, thanks.
True story.
My Big Gay Podcast would love to thank this month's subscribers. Ugh. Who are the following? Becky B, Vasilis, Jay, William Mealy, Jack, Joe Brown.
As well as Richard, Mark, Tommy, Kendrick, Rob Houghton, Michael Leonard, and Marty.
By subscribing, you're helping to keep My Big Gay Podcast free and accessible to the LGBTQ+ community around the world.
Yes, and thanks to your generosity, we're now able to make the podcast transcribed so that those that are hard of hearing can also enjoy the podcast. It only costs less than a cup of coffee a month, and you can cancel at any time. Well, if you really want to. And don't forget, you'll also be added to our close friends list on Instagram for extra content just for your eyes.
Oh, Benji, you're not going to make me put up nudes, are you?
No, mate, we're trying to thank our following, not send them running.